compliance with air traffic control clearances. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with ATC clearances and procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the responsibilities associated with accepting an ATC clearance, the requirements to read back, pilot-in-command emergency authority, the methods to obtain an ATC clearance, terrain clearance requirements associated with departure procedures, lost communication procedures, the purpose of expect when received in a clearance, the procedures involved for the departure, en route, and arrival phases of flight, position reporting, and demonstrate your understanding of the purpose and use of clearance void times. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to fully understand an ATC clearance, inappropriate, incomplete, or incorrect ATC clearances, ATC clearances inconsistent with aircraft performance and or navigation capability to comply, short clearance void times, airborne clearances, flying IFR in a non-radar environment, similar call signs and the risks of accepting another aircraft's ATC instructions, the use of outdated navigation publications and databases, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing collision, obstacle, and terrain avoidance. Demonstrate your ability to use and understand standard phraseology, correctly copy, read back, interpret, and comply with an ATC clearance, correctly set up communication frequencies, navigation systems, and transponder codes in compliance with the ATC clearance, establish two-way communication with the proper controlling agency in a timely manner and use standard phraseology, and maintain the appropriate airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, headings within plus or minus 10 degrees, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, and track a course, radial, or bearing within 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI on a procedure.